Hello?
Hello. Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the service is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Okay. And do you see, can you tell me your gender, please?
Yes, I'm a man. I'm a male.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is the year of your birth?
The year of my birth is 1974.
1974, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Latino.
I'm from Africa.
Puerto Rican.
I'm from Africa.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is your race? White, black, or African-American? American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Spanish Latino or Spanish origin?
Spanish Latino or Spanish origin. I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and a 0 means your vote has no power at all? You may choose any number between 0 and 10. Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, and is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means, again, that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold? If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that as well. Again, you may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, the Senator Raphael Warnock.
10.
10, okay. Then we have Joe Biden.
8.
8, got it. Then we have Kamala Harris.
8.
8, thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
0.
0, got it. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
8.
Great, thank you. The next one is the Republican Party.
0.
0. Then we have J.D. Vance.
2.
2. And the last one is the Democratic Party.
0.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Kamala Harris, the third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party?
Probably Kamala Harris.
Okay, got it. And again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
At this point, if it was the Democratic president, it would be a Democratic candidate. If the Republican president won, it would be a Republican candidate, because both work hand in hand.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you two statements, and can you tell me which of the statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The statement one says, My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or the statement two, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
I would say once, another man couldn't rule my life like I do. Not possible.
Okay. And would you say that is much more closer to your opinion or somewhat more closer?
That's the heart of my opinion. The United States was built on independence, so no one man should be able to dictate your future, president or not.
Yeah, I really agree with you. And now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Again, if neither is perfect. The first one says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Then we have, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or the last one, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Honestly, it would be the last one, because man cannot direct man. It's like the blind leading the blind. There's always going to be some greed in there. Yeah, the last one.
Okay, got it. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about the future of the country?
I feel positive.
Okay. And what about your own future?
I feel absolutely positive. And if you could write this in, because I'm in control of my future, not politics.
Okay, got it. And do you feel negative or positive about the future of the planet?
I feel positive because God is in control of the planet, not politics.
Okay, got it. And do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
Harder. Each year, Republicans make sure that it's harder.
Okay, will you say much harder or somewhat harder?
Much harder.
Okay, got it. And thinking about the upcoming election in 2024, can you please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? You may select up to two answers. The choices are, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, I don't have time to vote, I don't know enough about the candidates, I don't like any of the candidates, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or it's too difficult for me to vote, or none of the above.
Honestly, did you have an option that said, I'm not that interested? Not that interested in it? Because like I said before, I don't feel that any one man can control my life more than I do. So whatever answer you have that aligns with that.
Okay, thank you so much. And who do you think is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Racist politicians?
The Republicans. If you have anything that says the Republicans. They have a complete history of redlining and all that. Come on, Republicans. Next question.
Okay, got it. And now I'm going to give you a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, can you please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10? For 10 means that you are very concerned. A 5 means you are neither concerned, not unconcerned. And a 0 means you are not concerned at all. And you may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Oh, that's going to be a 10.
Okay, got it. Then we have creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life.
4 or 5, because they already do that.
Okay, thank you. Then we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
That's about an 8, because they already do that.
Okay. Then we have arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Yeah, not really. That's about a 2.
Okay. Then we have having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Yeah, about 5.
Okay. Then we have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those
That's
things were illegal.
Can they want immunity?
Okay. Can you repeat that, please? I didn't hear very well.
Yeah, I said 10. I said 10.
Oh, okay, got it. And then we have allowing wealthy individual corporations and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on the nation's political campaigns.
About 3.
Okay. Then we have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
2.
2, okay. And then we have given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
2, because they've already done that.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today?
10.
Would you say it's a big problem or somewhat of a problem?
Huge problem. You probably don't have
okay,
huge,
got it.
Huge problem.
Okay. Yeah. And
sorry,
have you
just,
or anyone?
It's just funny, this poll, because, I'm sorry, you know why it's funny. I'm not even going to put you on the spot. You know why it's funny.
Yes, yes, I know. And have you or anyone you personally know and experienced any racist comments or
Most
behavior within the past few years?
Yes, at a level 10.
And do you have a personal experience or you know someone?
Personal experiences. I just speak good
okay.
English now. I'm sure you've been told, speak English. Exactly. Let's continue.
Okay.
Once again, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but it's clear. Yeah, if I speak Spanish, then what happens? Speak English. Yep, let's continue.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. And on a scale of from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement. Again, where 10 means that you are extremely concerned about the statement. A 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement. And a 0 means you are not at all concerned. And you may select any number between 0. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?